Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Another overtime thriller in college football bowl season. Toledo takes the W in a 6-overtime win against Pitt in the game above Sports Bowl. That final score, 48-46. Other notable bowl games coming up. Oklahoma will take on Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl. Syracuse will play Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. Texas Tech gears up to play Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl. And Georgia Tech will battle it out against Vanderbilt for the Birmingham Bowl. The Seattle Seahawks keep their postseason hopes alive with a low-scoring win against the Chicago Bears. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was frustrated after that loss and only threw for 122 yards and had one interception. Both teams were touchdownless, but the Seahawks came out on top. That final score, 6-3. NFL Week 17 action continues with a triple header on Saturday. The Patriots will host the Chargers. Bengals will face off against the Broncos, and the Cardinals travel to LA to face on the Rams. In other NFL news, former quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is coming out of retirement and has now signed to the Detroit Lions active roster for the remainder of the season. Bridgewater retired after last season and was hired to coach his alma mater, Miami Northwestern High School, where he just led that team to a state title. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I hope you all had a nice Christmas on Wednesday. Somebody in our family remembered their Netflix sign-in, and who really does? We just rely on it being pre-filled in the proper fields in the sign-in area. Anyway, we were able to log on at my 83-year-old mother-in-law's house. She's one of the 3 of 5 U.S. households that doesn't have a Netflix subscription, and watch the 2 NFL games, which really were never in doubt as the favorites continue to cruise this season, especially over the last 4 to 5 weekends. I'll be interested if there are any true comparable ratings numbers with those football games up against the first 3 NBA games. Anyway, what I wanted to share with you for several weeks now is the celebrations that take place in the NFL that don't happen in the college game. This will be one of my old man get off my lawn moments for many of you, but it seems like there are more and more unsportsmanlike conducts as of late. Today, game one. Mahomes to Worthy, the first score of the afternoon, and here we go, a 15-yard penalty on the Chiefs. This makes it a long extra point that Harrison Butker would miss, so it's only 6-0 Kansas City. Luckily, they outclassed the Steelers and went on to win by the odd score of 29-10. Someday, though, something like that will hurt. The other one I don't understand is a defensive team makes a nice interception and the whole D-Corps has to run 45 yards to the end zone for one of those silly pictures. And compounding the waste of time is the fact that the intercepting team is trailing 27-17. Anyway, I played prep school football for one of the legendary prep school football coaches in the nation, Jim Smith of Deerfield Academy, and he told me and any offensive player the same advice, a conversation that still resonates to this day. He said, "And when you get to the end zone, hand a ball to the referee and run back to the huddle. Act like you've been there before." Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy First Touch Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another awesome show that we have planned for you today here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're going to bring in my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, here in just a minute. Happy holidays, folks. Hope everyone had a great time with their families, getting ready for the new year. I know we were busy. Ton of Premier League action on the weekend, as well as yesterday, Boxing Day. And as of today, we'll give you some live score updates here at right now. I believe the Arsenal-Ipswich game is just seconds away from concluding. Arsenal 1, Ipswich 0. Kai Havertz 23rd minute goal, the only goal in this one, which is a bit surprising. But are we really that surprised considering Saka is out injured for quite a while, by the way? We're going to break that down and what that means for Arsenal as they hope to push for something other than second place this year. Earlier in the day, Brighton and Brentford tied 0-0, an actionless game. There was a goal in the 14th minute ruled out, offsides. And, I mean, just an unbelievable weekend of action. Boxing Day was incredible. Manchester City have done nothing but continue their run of poor form. I don't have much to say as well. Manchester United just got absolutely battered and smoked in both the games, ruined my holiday. And there's just so much more action to get into. We're approaching the new year, and that's always fun. It's, you know, it's one of those things. We get to the new year and we figure out, all right, who's at the top, who has a chance. As of right now, Liverpool just keeps widening their gap. It is now 7 points, a 7-point gap for Liverpool. And, you know, they have a game in hand as well. So it could get a lot crazier here in the new year. We shall see. But we're going to break it all down for you here on First Touch over the next hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's just too much to get to, man. I can't wait to break it down with Nico. Chelsea, Nottingham Forest. I mean, things are all over the place in the Premier League, but we're going to have it all covered for you here as we recap week 17. We do the Boxing Day recap as well, and we will be, as always, previewing week 19 of the English Premier League. So with all that being said, we have an awesome hour of First Touch planned for you guys here. Don't move. We're going to be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We'll be right back.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Let's get him in here. Nico Beef Sauce, my man. How we doing?
What is happening, my man, Tyler? Nice to be on another great weekend of soccer. Boxing Day coming right after. So much to cover. Let's do it.
Unbelievable. Let's start right at last weekend. We're going to recap Week 17 before we get into Boxing Day, and then we'll follow that with the Week 19 preview. Just so many games. A lot of them, the ones that didn't have much action, we're kind of just going to skip over. I'll obviously give the scores and everything, but there's too much to break down and too much to get into to cover every single game in depth. But this one we certainly will be covering in depth right here. Aston Villa 2, Manchester City 1. Villa plus 220 money line, which we both liked. Over 3 is a push. Duran had a chance in this game to score about 20 seconds in. It was a great save by Ortega. And it, you know, about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, Duran ended up getting the opening goal on a Rodgers assist. Rodgers added a second, 66 minutes in. This guy is just unbelievable. The run that he made to really set this up was, it's just, he's so good out of nowhere. I'm expecting a big move for him, but regardless, dishes it off, gets it back, puts it in, 2-0. Phil Foden scores late, consolation goal at best. Villa 9th, City fall to 7th. Nico, I believe they have not won a game, or they have, what, one win in 13? If we count their draw at Everton, which we're going to get into, it's one win in 14 games. It's, if this isn't Pep Guardiola, their coach is fired, no?
Oh, 100%. And the fact that they're losing all these games is messing with their confidence. They're in absolute shambles. They look like they don't belong in the Prem. I mean, if this was a team with a lower budget and not such high-level players, they'd be fighting for relegation right now. They have absolutely no clue how to win. They have absolutely no clue how to defend. And any team that plays them in the league right now can look them straight in the eye and say, let's go at it.
I'm just going to say this now. I said this 2 years ago, and all my boys who are listening will know, and they all called me crazy. I said Erling Haaland is not that good. He is a great finisher when it is provided for him. When there is a good move of play and the ball is sent to him in the middle of the box, he will finish it. He's the best finisher in the world in front of goal. Outside of that, he doesn't offer anything at all, and we're seeing that now. I mean, he misses penalty against Everton, which, again, we're going to get into. I believe he has like what, one goal in the last 7, 8, 9 games. I mean, they don't look good at all. It's without Rodri. I've never seen anything like this. It's like they forgot how to play.
When the team is not producing opportunities, Haaland is going to seem like the worst guy on the pitch. And you're right. He's not a guy that can create chances for himself. He's not a guy that can play one-on-one and dribble. He's just there to finish. If Manchester City has all of their productive players off, he seems like a regular striker.
Alexander Isak, who we're going to get into, and we're going to cover one game, and then we're going to get into that. For me, I'd rather him in my side 7 days of the week. But that's neither here nor there. Brentford 0, Nottingham Forest 2. Brentford finally lose at home. Their first loss at home all season long. Forest plus 200 money line cashes, under 2.5 plus 112. Brentford finally gets stopped at home. That's the story of the game. It's a great win for Forest. Forest are in third. That is right. Nottingham Forest are third in the Premier League right now. Brentford are in 11th. How about Forest in the season that they're having? It's unbelievable.
Forest is a team that I love watching. They play amazing on the counter, and they have 5 wins in a row. The last game they lost was against City 3-0. They're right now, after Arsenal won this game, they're sitting fourth.
Yes.
34 points, 8 away from the top. I mean, the craziest Nottingham Forest fan couldn't have told you that they're going to win 5 games in a row while City's struggling so much. And they're just sitting on top 4, man. What a story for them.
Their
fans deserve it. They're a team that have a lot of history.
This table is crazy. We have Forest in 4th, Newcastle 5th, Bournemouth in 6th, and City in 7th. I mean, no one had that predicted. I'll tell you what, if anyone said at the new year Bournemouth will be in 6th and Forest will be in 4th, you would have sent them to a psych ward. All right, speaking of Newcastle, Ipswich 0, Newcastle 4, Newcastle minus 140 money line cashes, over 2.5, minus 165. Isak is playing at a different level right now. 3 goals for him, 1 for Murphy, Newcastle up to 5th, Ipswich in 19th. Not too long ago, we were talking about Newcastle and saying that they weren't having a great season. Boy, have they flipped that around. They look dangerous. I know playing Ipswich is not like the craziest team in the world to beat. I don't care. Alexander Isak, since that game at Liverpool where he scored that absolute banger, he's been on an absolute tear. He's unstoppable. He can dribble. He can pass. He moves around. He offers a lot to the team. And that's why I was talking about the Haaland conversation. I'm taking Isak over Haaland any day of the week, especially in this form. Call me crazy.
He's a different player, yeah, and you're right. I mean, he's in amazing form right now. The thing with Isak is that he's very mobile. Like, he constantly moves around the field. He's not static at all. And being strong, tall, and fast is a dangerous combo because center backs are going to have a lot of trouble keeping you off the ball. He's having an amazing season, and I would not be surprised if in the summertime somebody like Arsenal make a big offer for him because they need a guy like that.
I wouldn't be surprised at that either. I would take him on United all day, every day. The only issue with him, he has a little bit of injury issues, but, I mean, that hasn't been a problem this year so far. West Ham 1, Brighton 1, draw plus 270, under 3.5, minus 155. Brighton to 10th, West Ham in 13th, nothing really there. Palace 1, Arsenal 5. Arsenal minus 185 cashes, over 2.5, minus 118, which you loved. Easy, free money. The biggest story of this game, however, is Saka is injured, and he's out for quite a while. Let's see what that means for Arsenal, because they have had trouble scoring goals from open play as it is. And correct me if I'm wrong, he takes the corner kicks on one side of the field. So considering the fact that they struggle to score from open play, I mean, they only beat Ipswich 1-0 today. He takes their corners, which is where most of their chances come from. I'm a little worried for Arsenal moving forward, and I think the Chelsea fans will be very happy about this. Speaking of Chelsea fans, getting into the Sunday slate, Everton 0, Chelsea 0, draw plus 320. Under 2.5, plus 122. Great result for Everton. Chelsea gets stomped here. I mean, I don't think anyone really expected this. Chelsea's still in second. I believe now they dropped to third after Arsenal's game just concluded.
Yeah.
Which is, still, they're performing ahead of expectations, I think. Everton up to 15th. Good result for Everton, no?
I think no pressure on Chelsea. I think the early success put some pressure on them and the fans and trying to make them they're going to be contending for the league. But it's tough to do it, man. Back-to-back games away from home and tough opponents that need points for relegation zone. That's not an easy game to play any day of the week, not in the Prem.
No, not at all. Fulham 0, Southampton 0, nothing burger, draw plus 390, under 2.5, plus 142, Fulham 8th, Southampton 20th. Leicester 0, Wolves 3, Wolves plus 170 money line cashes, over 2.5, they cover by themselves. Big win for Wolves now in 17th, Leicester in 18th. We're going to talk more about this Wolves team, and we break down what they did to my Manchester United yesterday on Boxing Day. Speaking of Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 3, Bournemouth plus 310 money line, over 2.5, they cash it by themselves at minus 170. United are in 14th, 8 points off 18th. We are in a relegation battle, my friends. Bournemouth up to 6th. The only thing I wrote down here is embarrassing. I'm dead inside. I don't really have much to add beyond that. You got something for the fans listening today?
I do. I do. Listen, Manchester United fans, brace yourselves. This is a rebuilding time for Manchester United. Don't have high expectations and don't sit on a high horse criticizing Amorim and who he pits in the first 11. Listen, any team that plays against United knows that if they sit back and they stay relaxed, they're going to score. Manchester United finds a way to concede a goal a new way every single game, I believe. And, you know, with that being said, brace yourselves. Because
it's so bad. It's so bad. We give it up goals directly off corner kicks. And
yeah, there's not a single way that Manchester United cannot concede a goal.
My whole life. Two weeks in a row, dude. I mean, it's just, it's so embarrassing. I'm not putting anything on Amorim, though. These players are garbage. The only thing I'm looking forward to talking about the United Wolves game on Boxing Day is just talking about how disgraceful Bruno Fernandes has been. With that being said, let's wrap up this Week 17 recap. Tottenham 3, Liverpool 6. I said this last week. This is as free money could get. Liverpool minus 135 cashes, over 3.5, easy. Tottenham were just torn to shreds. Liverpool, 7-point gap in the game in hand. I mean, at what point is Postecoglou going to not play this style of play? He plays this open high line like he's prime Barcelona in the mid-2000s, and he doesn't have the players. I mean, look, I get his squad isn't strong. I understand that. They haven't really made any noise in the transfer market in years. And, you know, but, like, are you just going to go into every game? I mean, the only games they win are against Manchester United. So I can't say too much, but, I mean, like...
Yeah, but the thing is, though, a good coach believes in his style. A great coach believes in his style and makes adjustments, and that's what he has to do right now. You can't just keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. If you don't have the players to play the football that you want to play, find a way to win games, find a way to give your team some confidence, and then you can slowly instill what you envision the team to play like.
It's tough, man. I mean, Tottenham are in 12th. So, you know,
we got to win games.
It's looking like my top four bet is going to cash. But, you know, let's see. There's a lot to go through still. Speaking of a lot to go through, up next, we're going to get into the Boxing Day recap before we preview Week 19. So much action has happened over the last few days. It's unbelievable. I'm overwhelmed with how many games have been on. It's unbelievable, man. For those who love soccer, this is the absolute best 2 weeks in the year. We got Champions League coming up in a couple weeks as well. We're not going to get into that on today's show. There's just too much going on. But the First Touch show will roll on here. I'm your host, Ty Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back. Don't move. Boxing Day coverage coming up next.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get into it. The Boxing Day recap. Nico, where do we even start, man? What a day of action. I mean, I guess we're going to have to start with probably, I don't want to say the most shocking result, because there were some shocking results, but Manchester City won, Everton won. The draw at plus 500. When you look down the list of games, I think plus 500 was probably it had to have been the biggest hit of the day. Yep, it was. So statistically speaking, this was the biggest shocker that there was on the board. Draw plus 500, under 3.5, minus 166. Haaland misses a penalty. City are down bad. Seventh in the table. I know we just broke this down in the last segment, but where do they go from here? I mean, what's going to change? Is it just wait for January and hopefully load up on some new players? Or is that even going to fix what's going on here?
I expect big movement in January transfer window. Big. I expect them to sign three players minimum. And they're going to have to go for some big names here because there's no solution to their problem. Their team needs an update. We're midway through the season. If they don't get this mandatory update and if it's not good enough, they might miss top six. There's much better teams on the table right now in Premier League. Ones that you mentioned, Nottingham Forest, Chelsea's playing great, Arsenal, Liverpool, obviously above everybody else. Who guarantees them anything? And listen, what is more problematic? Is it their performances, or is it that after the draw 1-1 with Everton, which was absolutely shocking, Pep Guardiola comes out and says, great performance despite the result? I mean, are we seeing Pep just drop his standards here or what?
No. He's playing games. We saw this a couple weeks ago. He has this like weird, like, oh, very good performance despite like this weird little smile. He's like freaking me out, dude. He's like psychotic. I think he's just lost his mind. He's like, I have no idea what's happening here. I don't know what to do. This has never happened to him. Keep in mind, prior to last month, he had never lost four consecutive games in his managerial career. This is his worst run in form ever.
It's bad.
He has an aging roster. We broke it down a couple weeks ago. There's a lot of guys over 30. Guys are injured. Like, I don't even know. Three players might not be enough. I don't know, though. I mean, I don't know. The only thing that I can point my finger to is Rodri went out and then everything fell apart. And that's really the only change roster-wise that they've had from a team that won the treble 2 years ago and won the Premier League last year and, won the...
Kevin De Bruyne also being injured consistently this year has been a huge detriment to them.
But, was he even injured last game? He played 15 minutes. Why?
Well, I don't know why, but I'm just saying that since the beginning of the season, they lost Rodri. Kevin De Bruyne is nowhere near the consistency that he was before. And that whole switch, like Rico Lewis now has to play in the center mid. They don't have a second line back that's good enough. It's so really bad.
It really is. It's concerning. Bournemouth 0, Palace 0. I don't know how Bournemouth go from beating Manchester United 3-0 on the road to having a 0-0 result against Palace. But it is what it is. The draw plus 260, under 2.5, plus 109. Mm-hmm. Nothing to speak about there. Something where there's definitely something to talk about. Chelsea 1, Fulham 2. Fulham plus 490, the second biggest upset of the week. Under 3.5, minus 140. This game was over. This is Chelsea 1-0. It was at the death of. And then Fulham, bang, bang, at the end of the game, the 84th minute stoppage time, They steal all 3 points. Very good result for them. They've been playing great, man.
You're talking about a previous result for a team, Fulham, against Southampton at home, 0-0. And then they win away at Chelsea. I mean, only in Premier League you can see results like that, where you cannot beat the bottom team of the league, and then all of a sudden you go to Chelsea, you're losing 1-0, and you come back and win the game. I mean,
for those who have complained that the first touch parlay hasn't hit, you see how hard it is. We got guys beating United 3-0, then tying Palace 0-0, Fulham's tying Southampton 0-0, and they're going into Stamford Bridge, scoring the 82nd and 95th to win it. I mean, it's just unbelievable, this league. You can't keep up. Our best. It's just, it's unbelievable, man. Another just crazy result. This one's probably, I don't think, as crazy as, Fulham beating Chelsea, but Newcastle 3, Aston Villa 0, blanked them, dominated them. Newcastle -106 cash is over 2.5, -159. Isak gets another goal. Gordon scored a banger in the second minute, an absolute banger. Joelinton added the third goal. I mean, the goal catalog in this game was unbelievable for Newcastle. It was highlight reel all around. However, what is being spoken about is not the fact that this is a 3-0 win. It is the 32nd minute red card on Duran. It was a straight red. It wasn't a second yellow. Excuse me. Nico, I don't understand why this was called a red card at all. I get his, like, spikes. You know, he's slid up someone's back. He's kind of stomped on him twice. It didn't look intentional, from my perspective at least. It looked like a mix-up, and the guy was under him. Where else is he supposed to put his legs? Am I crazy? Are you seeing something that I'm not? Like, was this a red card for you?
Yeah, it's a red card, my friend. It's a red card. And listen, a lot of people that are talking about this are talking about the intent. Just so people know, intent has nothing to do with free kicks being whistled, penalties being whistled, or any type of dangerous play. Intent is not a thing. This is for us to talk about, oh, did he mean to do it or not? But you put your studs on someone's back like that, you're going to get a red, no matter if you want to do it or not.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate is what it is, but it's still a red. Just because he didn't want to do it, like, we cannot be in his brain and know what he's thinking, right?
I think it's the first bad thing Duran has done all season long. He's been unbelievable for Villa.
Yeah, he's going to come back from this.
Yeah, he'll come back strong, no doubt. I'd be surprised if they stay. Maybe they'll, like, appeal the suspension. That kind of seems what they do with these red cards that aren't, you know, necessarily too bad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Another just Tottenham, man. They can't get it right. They lose to Forest 1-0. Forest are just on fire. We've said it before. We're saying it again. +165 money line cashes. I mean, there's been such good value on Forest all around, man. I mean, this is like, to get this game at +165, obviously went under 3 as well, -108. But for me, in my notes, what I wrote down is Forest have grit, Spurs do not. And that's it.
I agree. And they also showed Tottenham something very important in this game. If you were following the gambling odds, this game was supposed to go over 3.5. It went from over 3.5 was a +115, +120. It dropped to -135 as the game was starting. That's how much of an attacking behavior the fans and the gamblers were expecting. And Forrest taught Tottenham that you can win many different ways, because Forest is the team that goes to Brentford, scores 2 goals, goes to Old Trafford, scores 3 goals. They score all these goals, but they can also beat you 1-0. And that counts as 3 points in soccer. It's not you know, you get more points.
That's it, man. They're doing a great job. I'm happy for Forest. It's cool. I saw a meme post the other day. This is a little kind of sidetracked. Forest are the only team in the top four, or Arsenal are the only team in the top four that haven't won a European championship.
It's true.
And Nottingham Forest is in the picture. People don't know they have won a European Cup. Arsenal have not. Yep, unbelievable. I love that. It made me laugh a little bit. Southampton 0, West Ham 1. West Ham +110, under 2.5, +128, nothing burger. And now we can get into it. Yes. Wolves 2, Manchester United 0. Wolves +350, under 2.5, +129. I wrote here, sell the team. Bruno pathetic. Cunha ran circles around United. He was the best player on the field. He's probably on a quarter of what Bruno's salary is. Antony was terrible. Bruno's red card is inexcusable. It's pathetic. It's weak to be a team captain and to have this happen. The third red card this season. And all of them are like these little sissy, dumb decisions that he's making. Making that tackle, that second tackle, he wasn't even close to the ball It could have been a straight red if he didn't have a yellow card. What is he doing in the first half of the game? I believe, or was it right out of halftime?
90 seconds into the second half.
90 seconds into the second. We go into the half 0-0. Wolves are dominating us, just calling it for what it is. We didn't look good. To come out in the second half and do that is so bad. It is so pathetic. It is inexcusable. I have never in my entire life of being a Manchester United fan ripped on Bruno Fernandes, and I have had enough. I want him gone. He is not a captain. He makes dumb decisions. His passes that he's been making blindly are pathetic. He doesn't belong anywhere near the starting. The best thing about this happening is that he's not playing in our next three games against Newcastle, Liverpool, and Arsenal. I'm happy he's not playing. I need someone else in there. It's driving me crazy. I can't do it with this guy anymore.
I literally want to ask Manchester United fans a question, and obviously you hosting the show with me. How much worse would Xerxes do in that position than Bruno Fernandes? I mean, Xerxes is a guy.
Let's get into this question after the break, because I would like to deliberate on this a little bit.
But like, what I have to say about the game is that Manchester United cannot help themselves. No. They're either going to get a red, they're going to concede a crazy goal, or Nana's going to be waiting for the ball to come into his hands and then disappear out of the way. He's bad.
Yeah, it's just no good. The other game, Liverpool 3, Leicester 1, Liverpool minus 800, under 3.5, plus 120. Ayew opened it up, wasn't enough. Salah's elite, Liverpool are cruising. Up next, we're going to finish up this Manchester United Wolves game. We're also going to get to the 9th. Don't move. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Tyler. Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who done it?
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. Before we get into this Week 19 preview, you brought up a question in regards to Xerxes playing in that role that Bruno Fernandes is playing in. How much worse off would we be? I don't rate Xerxes at all. I actually, quite frankly, hate him. I would love to see him gone in January. I don't know. Maybe I just hate him because I've watched him play as a center forward and his lack of the lack of runs that he makes. There was a moment in the Tottenham game, the League Cup, where Mazraoui was played in clean through in behind, and Xerxes, all he had to do was make a 5-yard sprint, be goal side in front of goal for a tap in, and he failed to do so. I don't know if that's because he doesn't feel like he's a number nine, doesn't think like a number nine. Maybe if he played in Bruno's role, it would be different. But dude, where I stand right now, there are maybe four players that I think that we could build around. I want to keep Ahmad. I want to keep Ugarte. I want to keep Mainoo. Obviously, Lenny Yoro. We just signed him. He's looked pretty good for me thus far. Dalit has played great this season. Other than that, I'm pretty much good on cleaning out everybody else out of the team. Martinez has been terrible. Onana is too inconsistent. He's had moments of brilliance. He also has had moments of me questioning if I could do a better job as an ex-college goalkeeper. Garnacho, flat, inconsistent. His attitude isn't right there for me. Rashford hasn't played in weeks. He's getting sold. Bruno Fernandes has just been dog water all season long. Mason Mount, I've pretty much played the same amount of minutes for him for Manchester United since he was signed for £60 million, one of the worst transfers I've ever seen here. Antony, my dog, could be more effective in a Manchester United uniform on the right wing, left wing, wherever you want to put him. Mazraoui, I'd like to keep as well. I forgot to throw him in there. He's been great this season thus far. Dalot, not consistent enough for me, and I'd rather Mazraoui playing there. I mean,
yeah, but you're not going to see United sign 20 players.
No, I know I know we're not going to, but like for me, if I'm the club, I'm selling as many of these guys as possible. Ralph Ragnick, I posted on my Instagram story today, and you texted me about it. Ralph Ragnick, years ago when he took over as interim manager, said everyone knows what needs to be done here. It needs to be an open heart surgery. There needs to be 10 or 12 guys that are gone out of this club, and nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in that respect at all. Go watch the clip. It's on my Instagram, at It's Ty Levine. Go watch it. I'm serious. Watch that clip and think to yourself, since then to now, has any of what he spoke about happened? And if it did, would we be in a different situation? The answer is yes. Why? The team is pathetic. We have, and look, I understand we have a new coach and it's a new system, and I get that. But like, these results are pathetic, and we're beating ourselves. Like, we're getting scored on by corner kicks, and our captain is getting a red card 10 seconds into the second half. You know you're on a yellow. Why are you making that challenge? And that's it. It's inexcusable. This has nothing to do with Amorim. I'm even thinking to myself, this wasn't even really Ten Hag's fault, aside from the guys that he brought in. Like, I don't know what's wrong here, but what I do know is that none of these players deserve to wear a Manchester United jersey. They don't. It's just bad.
When you stay so far away from winning games, you forget what it feels like. And I'm just reminding everybody here that Amorim came now with so much potential and hope. Ten Hag came off of a crazy Ajax team that had made it to the semifinals of Champions League, a step away from the final. He came with a lot of hope and a lot of potential, and he failed miserably. Everybody looked at Ten Hag like the devil towards the end, but when he came, he was loved just like Amorim.
Yeah, he was, and it is what it is. All right, the Week 19 preview. I mean, I guess it's going to start with the recap because two of these games just happened. We mentioned them in the prelude. Brighton 0, Brentford 0, draw plus 312, under 3.5, minus 152, nothing really there. Arsenal 1, Ipswich 0, under 3.5, minus 133. Arsenal minus 658 cash as they move back up to second. That's that. Not really much to talk about there. Let's get into the Sunday slate. There's actually no Premier League games on Saturday this week, which is very weird. But we cope because we get some midweek, which I love. All right, so Sunday games, Leicester home versus Manchester City. City minus 300, draw plus 475, Leicester plus 675, over 3.5 minus 105, under 3.5 minus 116. This has to be a win for City, no? I mean, like, there's no way they lose this one.
I think they win this one convincingly.
Right? That's where I'm going to.
Like 3-0. Yeah. Like
Haaland scores one or two. Maybe De Bruyne gets an assist or two. Foden maybe makes some noise. I just think they can't – at some point, they're going to play like they have. It's the law of averages. Like, they can't just play like this forever, and this is a week where they have to. If they don't win this game, it might be at the point where you have to sack Pep. I'm being straight up. I mean, how could you not? How long can you go on like this? I don't know.
Who are they going to sign that's better than him? That's the question.
I don't know, man. But something's got to change there. They will have the worst New Year's party of all time if that's the case. Crystal Palace home versus Southampton. Palace minus 170, draw plus 310. Southampton plus 450, over 2.5 minus 138, under 2.5 plus 108. For me, this is Palace written all over it. They're playing well. They're winning this game.
They're going to win 100%.
I'm not going to touch the over-under here because Southampton are...
They've been playing defense because they got a new coach. That's what happened.
Yeah, this is Palace, and just stay as far away from the total as you can. Everton home versus Forest. Everton are favored in this game. Plus 163, draw plus 215, Forest plus 182. Over 2.5 plus 116, under 2.5 minus 154. I'm doing some line reading here, and I think this one's going to end in a draw. I don't think Everton are good enough to just beat Forest straight up. But Forest on the road are not nearly as good as they are at home. I'm tempted by the value at plus 182. It just looks too good to be true for me. I'm riding with the draw on this one.
Let's not forget Forest beat Manchester United and Old Trafford and Brentford. So I'm seeing Forest
beating Manchester United at Old Trafford. The U17 down the road from wherever you're listening to could do that.
I'm seeing Forest moneyline here, to be honest, bro.
I like it. I'm just trying to go against
plus 185 is so much juice.
I mean, that value is... That is as good of a value as you can get in a game because Forest are a much better team than Everton.
They're fourth. Them being
plus 185 is very odd to me, which is the only reason why I'm saying I like the draw. Fulham home versus Bournemouth. This one should be action-packed. Fulham favorites, plus 130. Draw, plus 260. Bournemouth, plus 188. I don't know if that line is set there because Culver is out injured or suspended. I don't know which one. I just saw that he won't be playing. Over 2.5, minus 152. Under 2.5, plus 118. What do you think? I'm kind
over
of
over 2.5 here.
Yeah, right.
I feel like there's gonna be some goals here, man. Fulham passes this way forward.
I'm a little worried about the result, though. I'd like to see the lineups before I commit to this. If I, you know, gun to head right now, I'd probably take Fulham, being that they're at home. But you never know. I mean, we thought that against Fulham versus Wolves a couple weeks ago, and Wolves went in there and dusted them 4-1. So let's
draw seems reasonable here.
Yeah, I could dabble with that. Tottenham home versus Wolves. Wolves, the hottest team in the Premier League, apparently. Tottenham minus 165, draw plus 380, Wolves plus 360, over 3.5 minus 123, under 3.5 minus 104. I rarely say this on this show. I'm going to take Tottenham here. I don't think that Wolves are going to win another one.
Yeah, Tottenham wins this game, man. They're not, like, after giving up 6 goals at home, there's no way they don't win this game.
Right? They just got embarrassed at home.
Some ego.
What I will say... If Wolves come in here and score early, expect it to be very, very uneasy in that stadium. It'll get real quiet. It'll get real angry. You saw, just speaking of this real quick before we go into West Ham Liverpool, you see the Manchester City fans booing them at the conclusion. Michael Owen on Twitter talking about how he's, you know, so upset to see this. They've won the league 4 times in a row. If you're in that crowd, are you not booing that team right now?
100% I am. Are you joking with me? They're an absolute shambles. 14, 15 games.
I hate this idea that, oh, like, you can't boo your own team. Shut up, man. That is so soft. They're playing.
Oh, but you cannot boo them. You cannot boo them, but then when they do amazing, you cannot cheer really loud. It has to be both. It has to be. You gotta take the criticism. These people throw parades.
I hate the soft attitude of, oh, you can't boo them. Like, they've won 4 years in a row. Soft. Michael Owen, shame on you. Be better. Speaking of Michael Owen, West Ham home versus Liverpool. Liverpool minus 250, draw plus 425. West Ham plus 600. Over 3.5 plus 101. Under 3.5 minus 125. I know it's steep. I cannot imagine Liverpool doing anything but winning this game unless they get a red card 10 minutes in, which I think it could be a draw. There's not a chance in hell that West Ham even touches Liverpool in this one. I'm just saying it now.
There's going to be goals in this game. West Ham cannot defend to save their lives. There's going to be goals in this game. I don't know. 3.5 is always obviously a big risk in soccer because 4 goals with VAR is like a hustle, but 2.5 at least.
2.5 is, yeah. I could see Liverpool winning this one 3-0. Yeah. Maybe 3-1. I don't know.
The fourth one is
3.5 is a lot, man. I'm going to lean on the under here. Moving into midweek, we got some Monday action. 3 games on a Monday. How about that? Absolutely love to see it. Villa home versus Brighton. Villa -105, draw +285, Brighton +260, over 2.5 -175, under 2.5 +135. Ollie Watkins gets on the score sheet here. I'm just saying this now, by the way. And I like Villa to win. I like their money line in this one.
Over 2.5 is my pick in this one, my friend.
All right. Goals. Ipswich home versus Chelsea. Chelsea -244, draw +400. Ipswich +575, over 3.5 +108, under 3.5 -141. Chelsea rebound. They have a bad draw, a bad loss. They're going to get a win here. I'm just saying it now.
Same
thing as Liverpool. It's steep. Again, 3.5 is a lot. It's kind of the same thing as that Liverpool-West Ham game. I think Chelsea, I don't think this is even a struggle for them. I think they win this one 2-0 or 3-0. But they are prone to concede. I could see like Liam Delap sneaking one in here. Maybe it goes over, but I'm leaning towards under 3.5 in Chelsea money line. What do you think?
Ipswich, when they play at home, they risk and they play forward. Chelsea has to score first, and then it's all she wrote. Big win for Chelsea.
I've really not been looking forward to talking about this one. Manchester United home versus Newcastle. Newcastle +150 favorites in Old Trafford. Draw +260, United +170, over 2.5 -165, under 2.5 +126, over 2.5, and Newcastle money line.
I mean, Isak versus Maguire.
How do you take anything else? How do you take anything else? Come on, man. What is this?
How do you feel about Isak going against Harry Maguire at Old Trafford?
He's going to score 20 goals. That's it.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be raining probably. There's going to be leaks. It's just going to be ugly. Ugarte is not playing. So, like, what? We're going to have Casemiro at center defensive mid with who? Eriksen? Those guys combined are, like, 90 years old. Their combined pace on FIFA would be, like, 12. Like,
I do think that Fernandez missing this game is good for United because whoever's going to play in his spot is going to want to prove that he can do a better job than a guy that's gotten 3 reds in the past like 10 games. I do think that this is very positive, and that's why I said Xerxes earlier, because whomever you put over there right now is going to say, I'm going to prove to Amorim, that's the new coach, that I can do a better job. And
it's going to be Garnacho. He's not going to put Xerxes there. He's going to start Xerxes up top, probably Ahmad, Garnacho. It'll be Casemiro, Manu in the middle, Mazraoui, Dalot as the left backs, and then we'll see De Ligt, Yoro, and maybe Harry Maguire. I mean, honestly, dude, bench Martinez at this point. That guy is bad. He's been doing really, really bad, like embarrassing. And I swear to God, if we give up another corner kick in this game, I'm going to lose it. Next week, there is not even going to be a next week. If we give up another corner kick goal in this game, it might be the end of me. It might be. I can't do it anymore, man. Come on.
Having to hold your breath on every corner kick is a horrible way to watch
it. It's insane. I can't do it anymore. All right. The Wednesday games, Brentford home versus Arsenal. Arsenal -200, draw +370, Brentford +500, over 3.5 +125, under 3.5 -169. I like Brentford. I do. I think that at home they're a different team. Arsenal knows Saka. Arsenal have been playing great. They've been struggling to score goals. Brentford are going to go at them in this game. I also like over 3.5 +125.
You know what is the best pick in this game? Brentford +1.5 goals, which means they have to lose by 2 for you to lose your bet at -155. They're not losing by 2.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. I like that. I like that a lot. I do. All right, up next, the first touch parlay. It is bound to hit this week. I'm just saying it now. We got it diced up and ready to roll. First touch rolls on here. 2-minute drill coming up next. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. This is my favorite part of the show, and especially because this week is the week it's hitting. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.